delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
You know how I've been saying for weeks now that I've been wanting to get back into horse riding?
Yeah, you did a little bit over in Dubai when you were living there, right?
Yeah, I used to live overseas and I was doing a little bit of horse riding there. I haven't done it for about 18 months, so I'd be a beginner all over again.
Yeah.
But I found the stables online. I can't remember the name of the stables, but it looked really nice.
Okay.
And it was in Scone, and I got in my car on Sunday morning. I thought, I'll just drive out there and just make an inquiry and just check it out.
Such an old-fashioned way of doing it. Don't you have a phone?
Well, I'll get to that in a moment. But I just thought I'll drive out to Scone and give me something to do. And I love it out there. I live in Muswellbrook, so Muswellbrook to Scone is about half an hour or something like that. So I put it into my GPS and I'm driving, and I drive off Kelly Street in Scone down this other street called Liverpool Street. And I keep following it for ages. Just keeps going. Nothing out of my GPS. Finally, the GPS bings and goes, turn left here. So I turn left down this road.
Yeah.
And again, nothing from my GPS. I'm driving down this road for ages. Eventually, the road turns into a dirt road.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then still nothing from the GPS. Then eventually, it turns into a four-wheel drive track.
Okay.
And I don't have a four-wheel drive. So no. I'm like driving along, like bumping up and down, my head hitting the top of the car. I'm like, I don't even know how I'm going to get out of this road. But I was determined. I was like, no.
Did you pack a tent?
I almost needed to. Anyway, finally my GPS like chimes in and goes, your destination is on the left. I look to the left. There's literally just bush.
Okay.
There's nothing. So I'm like, sometimes these like GPSs don't work in rural areas that well.
Or they haven't been, knowing you, you probably just haven't updated it, right?
Maybe I haven't updated it or something like that. So I keep on driving and I find this farm. And like, as I said, four-wheel drive track, like dirt road. I find this farm and there's this lady out the front. And she was Irish. And I said, oh, excuse me, I'm a little bit lost. Do you know, is there like a horse riding stables around here? Anyway, she gave me the weirdest look and she like thought about it for a moment and goes, oh, there's a shed over there. They might do horse riding over there. I was like, okay, that's good enough for me. So I get back in the car, keep driving. I ended up at this shed. It wasn't a shed for horse riding. It was like a dairy farm. And this farmer comes out and he's like, can I help you? Because I'm literally on his farm. Like, I'm literally on this guy's farm. And I said,
and you do not wear, for everybody listening, he does not wear any sort of clothing that would make you think he fits in on a farm.
Well, that was why this question got me. He goes, I said, oh, do you know if there's horse riding around here? And he goes, oh, mate, this is a dairy farm. You can help out with the cows if you want. And I'm like, you know me, like I'm so lazy.
God, you've just freshly put hand cream on. Why would you be milking a cow? Over the weekend, I travelled down to Sydney for one of my best friend's birthdays. We had a birthday lunch on Saturday, which was really nice. And I picked up one of my friends on the way down who lives in the Central Coast. So we sort of had an hour and a half together in the car. And usually I'm driving by myself. There's not often that unless I'm taking somebody somewhere, I'm usually driving alone. And I'll turn the radio up and I'll put my music on and I'll be singing along. And I think that, you know, I'm having a great time in there.
Yeah.
But an hour and a half with my mate, and he realised very early on after putting his playlist on in the car that I think that I sing along to the lyrics. Turns out I don't. I just sort of sing along to the tune with the words that I think are the words. And turns out I learned some Shania Twain lyrics, which I thought that I'd known since I was eight, and they were completely wrong. But there's got to be people who do this, because I reckon that everybody does it and they just say that they don't. Like, people say they know the lyrics, but if you're sitting alone in your car and you're singing, there's no way that everybody knows all the lyrics. So you might like mumble through a few words.
Well, okay, let's test it out. I've got some Shania Twain here. Do you do what you do in the car.
Oh, Harry.
Okay, how about a different song? No, I can't stand
goodbye,
people.
Goodbye, goodbye.
No, stop. I can't stand people that do that. If you're going to sing along to the words. Otherwise, don't sing along at all.
No, see, I think you have to go with the vibe over whether you know the lyrics. If you're having a great time, it doesn't matter. But my mate in the car, Greg, had the exact same opinion as you. He's like, if you do not know the words, shut up.
Yes.
No.
Your friend is right.
No, I disagree with you. And I've put it up as a poll on our Facebook page. And 67% of people say that they do this. That they just mumble along to the words if they don't know the lyrics.
That's all. I would. That's 67% of people I would never go on a road trip with.
People do this.
No.
It's a thing that happens. If you do this, actually, call us now. 654-11981. I want to prove Harry wrong. You people do this. Little road trip down to Sydney on the weekend for a mate's birthday, and I picked a friend up on the way down the Central Coast, and we had an hour of his music on in the car, and I was singing along, minding my own business, and he turns to me and he says, you really need to stop singing. You do not know the lyrics.
Yeah, that's really frustrating.
So there's two parts to this. Yes, I don't know all the words, so I'll sort of mumble along to the words that I think that I know, and then me belting out the lyrics that to this day, I didn't know were wrong. An example is, you know, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that song.
This is what I thought the chorus goes. The best thing about a being a woman is that you're rocking and you have a little fun, fun, fun. But this is what it is.
Oh, whoops. What are you doing? Oh, starting from the start.
Anyway, the lyric is...
Let me fix it up.
The actual lyric is, the best thing about a being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
Is not that you're rocking and you have a little fun.
So you, the whole time you were singing that you're rocking and you're having
is
a little fun.
Is that you're rocking and you have a little fun?
That would have been
so
annoying.
As a woman, I love rocking. So why would I think, as an eight-year-old, there's no way I would have known the word prerogative.
No, I suppose not, as an eight-year-old. But still, I stand by, and your friend had the exact same reactions I did. If you don't know the lyrics, don't sing along to the songs.
Okay, well, we'll never go on a road trip together. So over the weekend, I was driving around Sydney, and I feel like in Sydney, as a driver, you have to be a little bit more assertive. People up here will let you in. They'll let you merge. I feel like people as drivers in the Hunter Valley are more generous.
Yeah.
In Sydney, people can be quite rude. To put it plainly.
And city driving.
Very much so. And in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have done this, but I did. So we were in, there was two turning lanes and we were turning right, and there was a learner driver sort of, as we were coming into these turning lanes, sort of swerving between the two, and he wouldn't pick a lane. So I was like, come on, mate. Like, you've yeah. got to get your shit together here. Like,
yeah.
And I gave him a bit of a beep. One, like just a gentle, like make a decision beep.
So you gave the learner driver a beep.
I know, I shouldn't have done it, okay? Well, the ultimate thing happened for him. We get around the corner and we're about 2Ks up the road and I've taken off and he's trailed behind. And we get to like a point in the road where we needed to merge. And I was on the left-hand side, so I wanted to merge in. By this point, he's caught up to me and he wouldn't let me in. And so we started to merge, and it was like as he drove past me, this giant smile on his face, he leaned over and he just gave me a honk.
No
and just like
way.
Took off. The ultimate mic drop moment by our learner driver. It was like the drop when it happens in a song, and I was like, mate, congratulations.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
Good
yeah.
from you.
He
Good
won
from
in
you.
The end. Yeah. That's incredible.
The big three.
Barabba Hunter's Toyota specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom joins us in the studio for the big three, the biggest three stories you need to know this morning. Hello, Jess.
Hey, guys.
Happy weekend's over.
Happy weekend's well, over. That's
when is
sad.
That? How is that a thing?
Because we get to be all together again.
Oh.
Yay!
Oh, my worst nightmare.
Oh.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Yeah? What'd you get up to?
I fell asleep every time I watched TV, so it was real eventful, you know?
Oh, that's all right. Let's chat about the big three. Some firefighters locally have been recognised.
Yeah, this is awesome. So 14 Rukul Rural Fire Service volunteers have been recognised for their combined 495
wow.
years of service.
Crazy.
Four of them are from the same family as well, which is really cool. In particular, David Brooker had 62 years of service. Service, Andrew Carter, has 45. Graham Clydesdale, Deputy Captain, Neil Sinderberry and Jeff Nash all have 42 years of service each. So awesome, awesome stuff.
Yeah, if you're listening, congratulations, guys. And thank you for giving up so many hours of your lives for the community. I think volunteering is honestly one of the best things that you can do for yourself, for your community, and just for your mental health.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And these guys would have worked so hard over the last bushfire season, and now we're coming into our hotter months again. So, I mean, we can't thank them enough, as you said.
Yeah, so. I've got a feeling they're going to be busy again this summer, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, so far we've touched wood, so far better than last year. I mean, September and August last year, we had bushfires at emergency level in New South Wales, and so far, we haven't had any, but, you know, it's sure to happen. So,
No, but thank you for your service. That's incredible. Let's talk about COVID. Some restrictions have eased again in Victoria overnight.
Yes, this is awesome. After 23 consecutive days of no cases of community transmission, now some restrictions that have eased. You can have 15 people at home. Before Christmas, you can have, it'll go up to 30, but it's not all at once. It's like across the day. So a couple in the morning, a couple at night, a couple in the middle of the day. Hospitality places can have 100 people. 25% of the workforce can go back to work in offices. Cinemas, gyms, pools, galleries, libraries are all open. Face masks are no longer required outside, mandatory, but you still have to wear them on public transport places where you can't socially distance.
Which is really where places like Sydney are doing the same at the moment. You know, it's the restrictions are coming down to what they are in the rest of Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very exciting.
In addition, borders are now open between Victoria and New South Wales, right?
Yes, as of midnight last night, that operation finished off at the border, so you can now go between New South Wales and Victoria freely.
Yippee!
So your parents are going to come up from Melbourne, Dana?
Yeah, they're due to come up leaving Victoria on Thursday, so they'll be here on Friday, hopefully.
Wow, yay! Okay. We get to meet Dana's parents.
Woohoo!
Will they take us out? Will they pay?
Oh, we'll find out.
Okay. I like those odds.
I hope so.
Jessica Rouse from the newsroom, thank you so much for the big three this morning.
No worries.
I'm so sorry. Words
of wisdom. Everyone sing along.
With Harry. With Harry. With Harry. With Harry. Yeah, with Harry. Speaking words of wisdom. With Harry.
Even the segment open is way too long.
No, it's
this. I apologise formally on behalf of Harry before he even commences, because this is the dumbest segment he's ever come up with.
This is a holistic way for everyone to start the week. It's where I offer you some words of wisdom, some advice on how to live, on how to grow, how to prosper.
In fact, I think if you stop listening, actually don't turn off the radio, but if you want to get dumber, keep listening.
Our first words of wisdom. This is actually some advice for parents out there. If you want to teach your kids to read but can't be bothered, just turn off the audio for their favourite shows and turn on the subtitles.
I'll give that one to you, because a great way to learn a language is to do that, but you still have to have the audio on because you can't understand the words. Like if you want to learn French, you should put the subtitles on.
Yeah. It's more for teaching kids how to read. So that's what this segment's about. It's about learning and growth. Starting your day with a morning run is a great way to make sure your day can't get any worse than it started.
That's a good point, though.
Seriously, you go for a run, that's the way to start your day. It's not going to get any worse. If you're always running late for work, drink your morning coffee the night before so you have less stuff to do in the morning.
Oh, God. That's just ridiculous.
With Harry. That's your words of wisdom for the week, Hunter Valley.
I'm 24 sorry. Minutes. On behalf of Harry. Yuck.
Presenting the one, the only, Dana the Date Coach.
I want you whipped into shape. When I say jump, say how high. You know you're doing it right when you start to cry.
This has been an experience for us all in the Hunter Valley. For the past 2 weeks, as your date coach, self-appointed, I've been getting you date ready. And on Saturday night, you finally, like, you know, like my only child, headed out into the world on your first date in a very long time.
It was a very long time since my last date. I will mention that. But I am a grown man.
Yeah, but I'm very proud of you. You've worked very hard over the past 2 weeks.
Well, you got me, if you have just joined us for the very first time, you got me waxed. You got a psychologist on to run
just give you some, a relationship expert to give you some understanding of topics you could talk about, which I'm hoping you heeded her advice.
Well, actually, the psychologist I did, especially she said not to wear so much cologne.
Because of the natural pheromones.
Correct. See,
so
usually
emanate.
To emanate. Usually I would have, because I like my cologne, I think it smells good, so usually I like plough it on.
Douse yourself in it. You might as well dip yourself in a pool of cologne.
So I didn't do as much as that. And I went along to CrossFit. It was great. I felt a little bit fitter. My muscles were kind of showing a little bit.
Well, I'm sure it's paid off, but we really want to know how the date was. Can you set the scene? So where did you go? What did you do?
So restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Got there at about 7 o'clock. Booked ahead, so I got there and I was like, just a booking for Harry, thank you very much. And she was like, oh, thanks for booking. And because I always thought that's impressive.
So, I think that's impressive.
Yeah.
Means so you've made the effort.
Made the effort to make, all I had to do was make a phone call, but still. Sat down, I dressed a collared shirt, black jeans, pair of boots. I dressed pretty well, did my hair.
How was the chat?
Well, first of all, it was a little bit awkward at first.
Okay, that's expected.
That's
really
expected. And then once the ice was broken a little bit, and also we split a bottle of wine, so once we had a drink or two, it was a lot better, and it was fine. She was very talkative. I did what the relationship expert said to do, which was ask a lot of questions. So I asked a lot of questions and
that's great.
Just let her talk about herself a lot of the time.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Relationship expert Kim also said this, though.
If you're planning a long night, no curry.
So you had
Italian restaurant.
You chose a food that was first date safe.
I chose a food that was first date safe, yes.
What did you have?
I just went with fish.
Okay.
So I just had fish. Yeah. Although it was in like a tomato sauce. So I thought that some of it was going to get on my shirt because I don't mean to be a messy eater, but I always make at least every meal one mistake. Like you eat with me every morning here and I always leave and I'm like, I've got mayonnaise on my shirt.
That's true, though.
Yeah,
that's
so true. I managed to get away unscathed. So
okay,
it was okay,
I also want to know.
And fish was light, so I thought it wouldn't have made me too sleepy.
I'm over the fish. Oh, I want to know, was there a cheeky first kiss?
Oh, wow. You just cut to the point, don't you?
I am asking the questions the Hunter Valley want to know.
There was a peck on the lips.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Will there be, this is the big question, was the vibe as good suggesting that there'll be another date?
So I'm being completely honest with you. I'm telling you everything that happened. So after the peck on the lips, there was kind of like an escape.
What do you mean?
But it was like, because we didn't just peck on the cheek. We both did a very quick peck on the lips.
Yeah.
And then after that, we kind of like giggled a little bit and both just left to our cars.
Okay.
And then afterwards, when I got home, I messaged and said, I had a really good night tonight, would love to see you again.
Yeah.
And then, like, waiting for her reply, my goodness.
Heavy heart.
Yeah. So I got it and she was like, would love to see you again.
Oh!
So it's happening. It's happening.
I'm very proud of you and I'm very happy for you. You have worked very hard over the past 2 weeks. But I also think that it was all me.
How is it all about you?
I'm kidding. You've done an amazing job and I'm very proud of you taking on board me being your dating coach.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.